Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you today with the beautiful scripture from the book of Jude, chapter 1 and verses 20 and 21. It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And further it says, "And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh." My dear brothers and sisters, it's so important that as we begin fasting and prayer today for 3 days, the Lord would remind us to, you know, we need to build ourselves up in our most holy faith. And that's done only by praying in the Holy Spirit. And it's very important. The two prerequisites to successful Christian living are vision and passion, both of which are born in and maintained by prayer. The ministry of preaching is open to few. The ministry of prayer, the highest ministry of all human offices, is open to all. I like what Leonard Ravenhill said. He said, "Poverty stricken as the church is today in many things, she is most stricken here in the place of prayer. We have many organizers, but few agonizers, many players and payers, few prayers, many singers, few clingers, lots of pastors, few wrestlers, many fears, few tears, much fashion, little passion, many interferers, few intercessors, many writers, but few fighters. Failing here, we fail everywhere." It's a beautiful right up of Leonard, and it's amazing, because it's so important, because no man is greater than his prayer life. And it is very, very important that we give ourselves to prayer every day in our lives, my dear brothers and sisters. I like what Jude was saying, you know, when Jude doesn't close his letter, you know, in his message with just mere information, but he offers, you know, beautiful points of application. Jude challenges his readers to pray in the Spirit in verse 20. Remain in the love of God, verse 21. Have compassion on doubters in verse 22. And snatch others out of their sin in verse 23. So effective people give both information and application. Today, as you begin to pray and begin to fast, I encourage you to focus on God. Focus on the ones who are languishing in sin without salvation of Jesus, and reach out to them, intercede, and pray much, and save many souls. Prayer does something very important. It changes me. It changes you more than anybody else. It changes. It gives us the heart of God, a mind of God, a bowels of compassion. Gives us the heart of agape love, gives us the mind of Christ. And that is what the Holy Spirit is entrusted to impart to you today. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made and created and added into our lives. Above, Father, we humbly seek your face today. And I pray, Lord, that as we set our hearts and our minds to fast and pray and to seek your face, oh Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will change me, you will change us as your body of Christ. You will transform us by the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that, Lord, you will fill our hearts with agape love, fill our bowels with compassion. When we see people in need around us who are languishing without salvation, we'll be able to intercede for them. Pray for them. O Lord God Almighty, and ask from you, the Lord, nations as our inheritance, and the heathens, O Father God, as our possession in the name of Jesus. That's what I pray, Abba Father God. And I release your anointing of intercession upon your people in the name of Jesus, that even today we will intercede, we will pray much, we'll pray without ceasing, and we'll see many souls saved and added into your kingdom. Abba Father, I pray as your flock steps out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day, you will bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from any and every appearance of evil. I pray for the ones who are grappling with their health. Lord, I speak healing into their bodies. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed. And Lord, I rebuke every manner of sickness that afflicts their body or mind in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for your power that manifests upon each and every one of us today. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day in the presence of God. Bye for now.